Roger Sherman and I recorded the episode you're about to listen to a couple of weeks ago. In fact, the same day that we taped this, the Seattle Seahawks settled for a short run and a 52-yard field goal attempt to break a 20-20 tie with the Arizona Cardinals at the end of a game, even though they had enough time on the clock to try to get something closer. They didn't, and Jason Myers made the kick for the win. We're now up to 91 kicks from 50-plus yards this season, with 66 of them made. That means the NFL is making these long kicks 72.5% of the time, at least so far in 2025, which would represent another jump from last year's very good rate of 69.9%. We've also seen 4 made kicks out of 7 attempts from 60-plus yards. The record in a single season is 5, and again, there are still 13 weeks left in the regular season. There is one thing specific to the NFL that Roger and I did not discuss in this episode, and that's the league's new policy for K-balls. Jordan Rodrigue at The Athletic has a really good story that gets into this in greater detail, which we'll put in the notes to this episode. The short version is teams used to get the specially designated footballs they use for punting and kicking about an hour before a game started, and starting this season, they get to keep those balls with them all week during practice. That allows kickers to break them in and get them more conducive to, well, being kicked. And that might be part of what's going on this season, but because Roger and I wanted to have a bigger conversation about kicking in both college and the NFL over a pretty long period, we didn't really touch on it. But now you know, and you can go read Jordan's story to find out more.
Every rustle in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord, or leave me here.
Roger Sherman, welcome back. I want to take you back to 2008. I know that's a long time from when we're recording now, but I want to see if you remember a thing that happened in 2008.
I remember so many things that happened in 2008.
So this was part of Lane Kiffin's brief tenure as an NFL head coach.
I remember this extremely specifically. Okay. Say no more.
All right. What is it that I'm referring to then?
I believe, and we have not consulted about this at all. Not. My knowledge of weird kicking things is just off the charts. I'm gonna brag a little bit. If there was a kicking Jeopardy, I would call me Ken Jennings, Kick Jennings. Sebastian Janikowski is going to attempt a 76-yard field goal.
That's right.
At halftime. So right, like, before, you know, yeah, they're like, we have no like worries about the field position. We're just gonna let our big beefy kicker, like, who was known at the time as like the guy who could kick it the farthest. Yep. And he was very stout for a kicker.
Yeah. Yeah. He was barrel-chested, like, let's say.
Yes, barrel-chested.
Yeah. Yeah.
which should it aid in kicking leg strength, but apparently it translated somehow. He's going to come out and he is going to attempt a kick that is 13 yards longer than the longest field goal ever made at the time. And it's not going to come anywhere in the vicinity of the uprights.
Yes. The reaction to this at the time was, to the best of your recollection, what?
I feel like it was like, I wasn't super locked in on what people were talking about because I was trying to like fit in socially as a freshman in college. meet new friends and mm-hmm. meet girls and not just tell them about special teams scenarios.
Sure. That's not.
So I can't guarantee I'm going to get it 100%.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like people were like, this young idiot coach with the Raiders, like had this very, very stupid idea and we should all laugh at him.
Yes. That's Roger. You've nailed it. It was, I think it was the combination.
I wasn't very successful at integrating socially or meeting girls.
Listen, for the record, Roger is happily married, so it all worked out. And he's a lot of fun to talk to socially as well. So on a long enough curve, things were fine.
It took a second.
But the combination, I think, of it being Lane Kiffin and the Raiders led to sort of a collective, like, look at this clown shit. look at this absolute clown nonsense that the Raiders are attempting. So that's 2008, and we're going to get into like some more details about how this all unfolds. But I want to submit that I think if this happened now, I think the reaction would be totally different, because so much has changed with field goal kicking, specifically long field goal kicking, in both the NFL and college football, that I think if you saw this happen at the end of the first half, with 1 second on the clock, so really the only thing you're worried about is a block getting returned or a kick six situation. I don't know. Like, am I wrong? Do you think people would like automatically sort of push it to the side and say this is absolute nonsense? Or is it like, yeah, we live in the era of the kicker who can boom it, and like this make I understand why this happens.
Yeah, we'd be like, give him a chance. Like, yeah. I was there have been several instances like this recently. On Monday Night Football this past week, they came out and attempted, I think it was a 67 yarder at halftime. And it's now sort of like the thing when there's a long field goal coming after Cam Little hit that 70 yarder in the preseason, also at the end of the first half. It's kind of like, wow, hold up. We're going to come and do something mm-hmm. awesome. We're going to try and set this record. Like, we're going to see how far a person could kick a thing with their leg. It kind of reminds me of like when you're watching like the Olympic stream and you're like, this basketball game is great. And they're like, whoa, 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 hold up. We're about to see the world record in the pole vault. And right. Then they show the pole vault and it's like, ah, he did it. He set the world record. Now let's go back to the second half. USA is leading Croatia 73-60. And yeah. We kind of have that little mini game in football now where people are trying to set these massive world records with their feet, and we're not making fun of tiny young Lane Kiffin and his little tiny boy brain at the time. He's grown.
So the other,
he's so much older and wiser now.
This is an episode topic that you and I have kicked around for a while. That was an accidental pun. It'll probably happen again. And the thing that for me said, there were a couple of things that sort of happened that made me say like, yeah, we need to do this. But the one that sticks out is near the end of this year's Iowa State game, a game that Iowa State wins in just like a perfect score for this game, 16-13. And I want to walk you and the audience through the final Iowa State sequence when they last had the ball. I'm not counting when they knelt it down at the end of the game. So, Rocco Becht completes a pass, a 10-yard pass in the fourth quarter with about 3 minutes to go to get the Cyclones to the Iowa 38-yard line. At that point, Iowa State is trying to run clock and make Iowa burn some timeouts. But they are not really that concerned with field position, because after that, they go 1 yard run for no gain. And then on 3rd and 9 with 1:56 to play, they run Rocco Becht, the quarterback, for 2 yards to the 35 yard line. And it's a run that is really mostly to sort of like get the ball
set up the field goal.
Yes. To set up what will be a 54 yard field goal. Now, Iowa State has a very talented kicker named Kyle Conrady, who has made lots of field goals, lots of long field goals. Like, I understand why this happened. He made a game-winning 54-yard field goal against Iowa in the 2024 season. And yet, this still felt, and I should say, he had also kicked a 63-yard field goal in the home opener for Iowa State in 2025.
Which would 63, I just remember being is the yes. NFL record for my whole life.
Yes, yes. Held by, I want to say, Jason Elam for a really long time.
Tied with Tom Dempsey from the 1960s right. in That's some right. weird miracle situation.
I guess what was so strange to me is that, like, it made total sense. He makes this long field goal to give Iowa State the lead that eventually ends up being the difference in the game. But I was like, man, it feels weird that we have gone from a point where not that long ago, it felt like our societal faith in college kickers was so low that to see anybody settling for a field goal really outside of like, I don't know, maybe 45 yards, maybe 40 yards felt doomed. And it made me think something has shifted. And that's sort of what you and I are going to delve into today is like, are we living in the era of the super kicker in some way?
The super kicker has arrived. They are among us.
Now, I should say.
I mean, I've seen like that exact scenario two or three times this year.
Yeah.
Like at the Georgia Tech Clemson game, like they ran a draw to set up the longest field goal in Georgia Tech history.
Mm-hmm.
It was 55 yards. In the Cowboys Giants game that went to overtime, they ran a draw to set up a 64 yarder, which again would have been the NFL record for my entire lifetime up until like I think 2013, 2014. I should look that up. But like, and when people hit those 63 yarders, it was like you said, we knew the record holder was Jason Elam. It was in Denver, like where, you know, they have the Coors Field with the baseballs that fly far. And you're thinking, well, he got some extra from the elevation up there. Like, and then there's just a dude in Dallas who is just banging them out so casually that you're like playing for a 64 yarder.
You're not even worried about it. You're not even particularly stressed.
There was no drama at all. It was like, come watch this guy hit this really long field. He's not going to, there's no suspense here. It's going to overtime.
Now I should say, after we sort of settled on, okay, we're going to do this episode, we did watch Tennessee's kicker miss a pretty makeable distance field goal that could have won them the game against Georgia, and instead they lost in overtime. So, like, things aren't perfect. But let's go ahead and dig into some numbers, because part of what I wanted to figure out was, are kickers actually better now, or is there, I don't know if it's recency bias, but are we sort of prisoners of the moment? Are we seeing these, like, significant big game kicks, and that's making us think like, oh, kickers are better than they used to be? Do you want to start with the numbers we pulled for college or for the pros? I'll let you pick.
Like, there's very much a linear progression of kickers just getting better and better over time. I ran the percentage of 50% of 50-yard field goals by decade in the NFL. In the 1960s, it was 15%, 15.0. They were just, I don't know why you would ever like kick for a 15% chance of getting 3 points.
You did it because you lost your fantasy football league, and that was the punishment. They would send you out for the.
Yeah. The 1970s, it was 22%, 1980s, 35, 1990s, 47, 2000s, 53, 2010s, 62. And now in the 2020s, kickers are making 68% of their 50-yard field goals, up from, again, 15% back in the 1960s. So literally every decade there has been progression. My favorite stat is that in the 20th century, so 1960 to 1999 that we have data for, kickers went 4 for 60 on kicks from 60 yards or more. This year they are 3 for 6 so far. So they have already hit as many field goals as they did in the entire 20th century in the first few weeks of this NFL season. And like they're also kicking them at a 50% rate. There are four kickers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Would you name those kickers?
Is Morton Anderson one of those kickers?
Yes. Wow. Wow. What?
I don't know that I can get more than that.
I've been on this show several times, and every time I ask you a question, and every time you,
I don't know that I can get all four.
So the two of them, as a hint, are players who also played other positions.
So Dempsey's probably one of them, though.
No.
Wait. Who am I thinking of? There's a quarterback kicker that I'm thinking of from maybe around the same time, but I can't remember who it was.
George Blanda.
That's who I was thinking. Yes, I was thinking George Blanda.
If you look up pictures of him, he kept playing, I think, until he was close to 50.
Okay.
And he just looks like the oldest man that's at, like that's ever lived. Like he looks, it's incredible to imagine that he played in a football game. He kept playing until he was 48.
That's Robert Parrish stuff right there.
There's Lou the Toe Groza.
Okay.
And there's Jan Stenerud.
So, oh, sure. Yep. Okay.
Anyway, I say this to say Lou Groza, Hall of Fame kicker.
The College Football Kicking Award is named after this man.
Yes. He made one 50-yard field goal in his career. He was 1 for 13. Jan Stenerud was 17 for 64. So that's 26% of his kicks. Hall of Famer. He would almost certainly, like, if those skills were not improved, like, by modern technology, that he would not have a job at that rate. Morten Andersen, a little bit better. He was 40 for 84, so, like, a little bit under 50%, but still not, like, not the
league average
right now is 68%.
Yeah.
So, like, the best kickers of all time, Hall of Famers, are significantly below. Oh, and I left out, after talking about how old he was, George Blanda, who was, and again, part of his career was before they measured kick distance, but he was 8 for 38, so about 17-18%. And now it's 68%. So, like, yes, in every decade, kickers have gotten better at kicking long field goals. The greats of all time are trash, measurably. Like, measurably. It's like, I mean, the reason we have debates about eras in sports is because there are so many factors at play. You know,
circumstances change drastically.
You can't definitively say, like, the reason we've been yelling about Michael Jordan and LeBron James for so long is like, well, if LeBron plays for longer and scores more points, you're like, well, back in the day, the defense was more physical.
Rules changed.
And you're like,
playoff
well, now
formats
they should.
Changed.
Everything, every advance comes with an opposite advance in team sports. Like, the passers now are, would you say the passers now are probably the best they've ever been?
Yes. But you would also say the rules about hitting the quarterback, the rules about defensive pass interference, like, there have been, you can look to a lot, you can sort of say, like, well, things have changed, and some of it is probably players have gotten better and training has gotten better and film has gotten better, this, that, whatever. But you can also say the rules have changed. Kicking is the one place where you're sort of like, nothing, with one exception, and it really is in college, it's not in the NFL, which is, we changed the distance between the cross, the uprights. The
uprights, they made them smaller?
Yes, they did make them smaller. But they also
used to kick field goals off a tee in college.
Yes.
Like, they would, but, like, so things to make it harder.
Yes, right.
And yet,
right.
The, like, measurably, it's the one thing where you can measurably say, back then they tried this and missed, and now they tried it. It's like how in track and field the records only go up, you know? Like,
it's a little bit, it's, I guess the closest comp I can think of in team sports would be like the 3-point contest. Like, yeah, the 3-point line has moved, but I guess if you just sort of say, like, take the 3-point line from where it is now and sort of like look at it, like, you can sort of say, like, yep, this is a comparable thing. But even that's just sort of like, that's an all-star game event. It's not the same thing as an in-game thing.
You're forgetting the inclusion of the Sprite 4-point ball.
Oh, in the 3-point contest, damn it! I'm wrong again.
Which has ruined the entire. But I mean, it is the one thing where there's nothing really pushing back on it besides the Philadelphia Eagles' defensive tackles.
That's right. That's right. So I did some looking into the NFL side of this, and I have some college stats as well that we're going to talk about as well. I did not go as far back as you did, so I'm just looking at 2024.
Because you're not dedicated.
I'm not dedicated. I looked at 2005 to 2024 from kick attempts from both from 50 and beyond and from 60 and beyond for each season. And the thing that stood out to me is that, like, within that set, the percentage, the make percentage doesn't jump. You're right. We're jumping up to like 68. Almost 70% in some of these seasons,
But you can go back and it's like, okay, in 2011, kickers were making 64%. In 2008, they were making 63%. So like,
this is just 50 yard field goals,
just 50 yards and beyond. Yes. But what has changed a ton is the number of attempts. In 2024, the NFL attempted 279 field goals from 50 yards or longer. In 2007, that number was 95. We have nearly tripled in about 17 years. We have nearly tripled the number of long field goals that we are taking. Even though, like, I don't think it's necessarily like in between then kickers went from total crap at this to very good at this. I think as your stats explained, it's been a steady progression. My theory is this. Kickers get good and it takes the NFL and I think college football as well a little time to catch up to that. It takes a little time for coaches to sort of say like, okay, I actually believe in this. I actually think this is realistic and that it's always kind of like field goal percentage jumps and then attempts go up. Attempts end up being a lagging indicator because when I look at these numbers, I'm just like, it's nuts that, and look, some of this is that, you know, the league added another game to the schedule. So that's going to bring the numbers up a little bit.
Not twice.
Yeah. It's like, that's the part I found really surprising about all this.
I also just, so I looked up 2007, by the way, like I just wanted to shout out. Part of the reason these stats were relatively easy to look up is I do everything on Sports Reference on StatHead.
Same.
But they very specifically have a feature called the Field Goal Finder.
Yep.
That literally just allows you to search field goal.
Field goals like by every distance, field, by every outcome. Field goal in NFL,
every field goal in NFL history. When I wanted data on the blocked kicks this past week, that was very easy to find. I don't know why they have such a specific thing, but it has brought me great joy in my life. Anyway, all that to say, also worth noting that in 2007, even just among those 50 yarders, the average distance was 52.9 yards. And now it's 54.9. So they're getting farther.
Yeah.
And the coaches are more confident in them. They're kicking more of them and they're kicking them from farther away. And the percentage that they're making is holding.
Well, if you make it now 60 yarders, 60 yarders, yards and longer in the NFL, if you take the entirety of 2005 to 2009, just in number of attempts, not makes.
Yes.
You get 16 attempts across 5 seasons. Not a lot of makes. 3 of those 16 were made.
They probably did 20 last year alone.
Yeah. Last year they attempted 15 kicks and they made 4 of them. So 60 yarders, I don't know that we're necessarily getting significantly better at. It's just, it's a really far, like that to me feels like it may be the distance where you see some kickers who, like Brandon Aubrey, who we've already mentioned, is a good example of it. It feels like more like a little bit more of a coin toss in some ways, and or more of a like situational kind of thing. But we are trying these in 2022. There were 13 60 yarders already. We're barely into the 2025 season. We've already had six 60 yarders.
It's about once a week right now. A team feels confident coming out and kicking one of the longest kicks in NFL history.
In most of these cases, it's like all right, go out and try to set a franchise record. If not an NFL record, it's bonkers. Yes.
And I mean, we've already had the 64 yarder this year. I think last year there was a 65 yarder by Aubrey. And again, these are like it. We had the 70 yarder in preseason and people were saying, well, you know, like it's just preseason. There's less pressure. It's a little hotter in August. That helps the ball go farther. But like it doesn't feel unreasonable to like that someone is going to just in the course of normal circumstance in a game, like not a gimmick like Lane Kiffin the child idiot coach. How old was he?
At the time? Let me do a little quick math here. So this
I feel like he was 33.
This was 2008. Yes, he would have been 33 years
old. God damn it, I'm 35. Yep. It's trash. I've never been a head coach of any NFL team.
It's not too late.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to hear some of those college stats because I'm curious about whether, like, my presumption is if, like, it's rare to see in sports any line going up as clearly and steadily as I just showed in the NFL. I'm assuming that also carries out in college.
I'm going to say mostly that's true. So if the NFL, I was sort of thinking of it as 50 to 59 and 60 plus. For college, I moved it forward mostly because, like, I didn't pull the numbers for this. College doesn't do as good of a job gathering field goal statistics as the
Sports NFL Reference.
Not for their own fault. Yep.
There is not as, yeah, they do so not have a field goal finder for college football.
I would have been so popular as a freshman
100%. If they had that.
You might be an NFL coach by now, but I had to use ESPN stats, which just sort of groups everything into here's how teams did from 40 to 49. Here's how they did from 50 plus. So I can't give you I can't tell you about the super long kicks. That said, based on sort of like anecdotal memory, I don't think there are that many 60 plus yarders in college football to talk about.
No, I can't remember that many of them.
The pattern, I because data sets were not as robust, I did the same thing. I said, okay, give me last season. I have this season as well to sort of see how things are trending. I said, give me last season and the 19 seasons before it. So 2024 to 2005. Anecdotally, I think this very much covers the college kickers era of being a college football fan on social media.
Keep going. There's like only been a few 60 plus yarders. There's a list of every one of them at ESPN. It's pretty short.
Okay, good to know. All right, so I think when we're talking about 40 to 49 yarders, the trend is indeed steadily going upward. From like 2005 to 2011 or so, you're mostly operating in the mid 50s to low 60s. That sort of like slowly goes up over time. And starting in 2019, you start seeing field goals from this distance in college jump to the mid 60s. And last year, we hit, at least in this data set, what was a high of field goals made from this distance of almost 67%. And right, at least as of this recording, we are at 68.98% from 40 to 49 yards in college.
That's like unbelievable. Like normally I'm used to, if you see a team lining up from that long, thinking, oh God.
Yeah. Right. You know,
like, I've seen college kickers miss short from under 50 yards.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
The Alabama Crimson Tide, the best team in this sport for a decade, consistently had kickers who cannot hit 40
yards. It was their primary weakness. Their one sort of Achilles heel for
the Death Star air vent.
So part of what makes field goal kicking a little trickier in college as well is the hash marks are wider. In the NFL, the hash marks are pretty tight. And so the idea that you have like wild extremes of angle in the NFL, it's not really there. Kickers certainly have preferences on where they would like to kick from and what angle sort of feels most natural to them. In college, those angles are much more exaggerated, which I think is part of why the numbers...
It's a little harder to aim.
Yes, yes. It can be a little trickier. But the fact that we have jumped from, you know, in 2008, 54% of these kicks getting made to this 67. Year, 67, 68%. That's a big jump. That's a big jump. And if we look at the attempts that go with them, those have jumped as well. Last year, we had 816 attempts of kicks from 40 to 49 yards. And if you go back to I'll cherry pick a little here. Well, no, I won't. Well, 2013. So about a decade before that, that number is 646. So that's a, so that's
they're attempting more. Jump. They're hitting more.
Yes.
They're hitting a higher percentage.
And I think I think it's the same thing where like kickers got steadily better and coaches said, okay, having absorbed that for a couple of seasons, now we'll start attempting these more often.
And I feel like, you know, something at the NFL level could just be, you know, the Cowboys have Brandon Aubrey. There's one superstar who they feel comfortable kicking 65 yarders with, et cetera, et cetera. At college, you're talking about 130 teams playing in all sorts of conditions, all sorts of fields, you know,
they're often not having a scholarship kicker on the roster, having a walk-on.
And having guys consistently hitting those field goals is a sign, like, I think of just like a much larger focus on this skill.
Yeah, like this is the same sport where it's not unusual in the sport to see like an Instagram post from a team being like, hey, we're having tryouts for kickers. Are you a student at this school? Like, come see if you can kick field goals.
Arizona State did that last year. And again, I think it was over pretty difficult missed kicks, if I remember correctly. Like back in the day, you would have just accepted that.
Yes.
But
So then let's talk about 50 yards and beyond, which in college especially feels like this can't possibly go well. And if
when Florida State had Roberto Aguayo, and it was like the first time I've ever seen a team be like, we're going to kick from 50 yards. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's normal to us.
The numbers for this stayed bad for a long time. There is one outlier year. In 2012, college football teams made 54.7 of their kicks from 50 yards and beyond. But if you look at most of the years, the year before, it was 41%. 2 years after that, it was back to 41%. There's a 40% in here. 2008, 39.3% of kicks made from this distance. But if you go back to, if you look at the more recent numbers, last year, we were back to 54% of kicks being made. Year before that, 47, 46. This year, we're at 47 as well. So I don't think we've seen the same level of jump, but the consistency has, like, we're not down in the, like, oh, man, we're in the 30s, low 40s.
Anymore. It took for the data I just brought up from the NFL, it took NFL kickers until the 2000s to crack 50% regularly.
Yeah.
And 50 yarders.
We are also, but similarly, the number of attempts has jumped a wild amount. Last year, FBS teams attempted 345 field goals from 50 yards or beyond. If you don't even have to go back that far. 2016, that number was 138. Like, there is similarly,
like, one per team.
Yeah.
Per season.
Yeah. Like, there is similarly a explosion of teams that are willing to kick these super long field goals, certainly at the college level, and the accuracy has gone up roughly about the same. So both at 40 and 50, if you combine those two numbers, last year, just attempts from 40 yards and beyond, last year college kickers made 63% of these kicks, those combined distances. And there were 1,100 attempts. In 2006, there were only 700 attempts. That's a big jump for us to see just the volume of college kicking go up, and to see it go up at about, to compare those 2 years, you're looking at like 10%, 11% better at kicking in that range.
So everyone, it's, you know, each one of these stats, like, they're all telling the same story, but each time I'm like, wow, like they're really just everywhere across the sport, people are trusting kickers more. They are attempting more kicks. The kickers are hitting more kicks. They're getting farther. They are getting better. Like, it's clearly, it's everywhere, man.
It's real. It's
our nation has been taken over by
the super kicker. So I think that's what was interesting to me is it. I often go into these sort of episodes in the prep for them with the, like, well, maybe this is just my imagination.
Nope.
But no, kickers are better now. at both levels than they have been.
And they cannot be stopped.
We're going to talk about how we feel about it. But before that, I want to talk about how this happened. And before we do that, we're going to hear from the sponsor of this program, Homefield. This episode of Phantom Island is brought to you by Homefield, the purveyors of comfortable, stylish, distinctive collegiate apparel you already know and love. Homefield's secret mission to invade your entire wardrobe continues this Friday with the launch of varsity jackets for 15 different schools. Want to relive your glory days as an athlete? Varsity jacket! Cosplaying as A.C. Slater or a bully in an 80s movie, or an inspirational quarterback in a different 80s movie. Varsity jacket. Going undercover at a local high school because your boss, Police Captain Ice Cube, told you to? Varsity jacket. That's not the only new thing from Homefield, though. No, as you might have heard on last week's episode, Phantom Island is coming to Athens, Georgia, as part of the Homefield Can't Miss Kickoff Tour presented by Modelo. We'll be doing our first ever live show on Friday, November 14th, and tickets for that will go on sale Wednesday, October 15th. Come on out, see how tall Stephen Godfrey is in person, and confirm that, yes, my voice really does sound like this. We're going to talk about why this happened now. And you wrote in 2013 a story for The Atlantic titled "The Small, Intense, Unfairly Exclusive World of Football Place Kickers." The short version of this, and we'll put a link to it, and people should go read. It's still a very good story, Roger. But it sort of explains sort of like how, because of where colleges will and won't put resources in high school, certainly this is the same as well. If you want to be a good place kicker, it's a little bit like, I don't know, it feels a little bit like SAT like prep or something. Yeah, yeah, well, where it's sort of like, if you have money and time, you can do this, and if you don't, too bad.
Broadly, what this, and I would say now that it only captures about half of the story.
Okay.
But broadly, the story was kicking is kind of a science. You know, it's one specific task. You know, you don't need to teach people how to read the defense. It's you just kick it. There's the kickoff, there's the field goal. You figure out those two motions. You might want to see whether you're better at punting. But yeah, you figure those two things out, you can do it. So it's also kind of something we can figure out the ideal number of steps, the ideal form. It's something that could be coached up pretty easily. The article, the gist of it was much in the same way, if any of you are parents and your kids play sports, literally any sport, there will be people who are like convinced this is the pathway to a college scholarship. Mm-hmm. And so it is in kicking that, you know, there are camps that you can pay to send your kid to, and a coach will, you know, teach your kid how to be good at kicking. And I think for a lot of people who, you know, we love football, not all of our kids are 6'5". A lot of people saw it as a way to, you know, hopefully get our kid a scholarship, you know, even though he's not, you know, a defensive end or a wide receiver. I think probably went a little bit thick on the headline there, unfairly exclusive. But I mean, it is something that like tended towards, you know, a certain socioeconomic class that could afford to spend a lot of money on teaching their kid how to be good at kicking.
That article from 2013, that is still in the, what I will call the before times, at least in terms of how often colleges and the NFL were willing to sort of like attempt long kicks, and before we'd really seen like how good kickers can get
this. Yeah, those maybe some of the kids who were getting coached in high school then are like would have been graduating in like 2018, and if any of them were good enough to, I know that the kicking coach who I talked to for that story, he was Jason Sanders's kicking coach, who was the kicker with the Dolphins for a while and was banging out 50 yarders for a while there. I don't remember whether he's still in the league, but yeah, that it seems in your opinion to have spiked up in around as we got closer to the 2020s. Although, like I said, it's been linear upwards for decades.
Yeah. So and what?
It's
what
also like, back in the day, you were just getting any any guy who plays soccer and like, mm-hmm. being like, hey, want to kick some field goals? Mm-hmm. And there wasn't this widespread knowledge of like the perfected way to do it. So I think another thing that might have helped and we're seeing now is like, you can figure this out on YouTube.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Like we had this story a couple weeks ago, the kicker at Hawaii who trained himself in Hawaii without access to, or sorry, in Japan, Kansei Matsuzawa, without access to, you know, kicking coaches in Japan, just by himself looking at the ideal form, going out, you know, practicing on a field somewhere in Japan, filming himself, sending it to someone in the States, maybe type of stuff. And like, it's simultaneously, I think those two things are both very real, where there are, it's both democratized in that kind of anyone could go out onto a field and figure out how to get the proper form and kick at a level that has never existed before. And also there are ways for you to spend a lot of money and get really good at it.
Hawaii's kicker, just for the record here, 13 of 13 this year on field goals attempt, including 6 of 6 from attempts from 40 yards and beyond, and he has made his only kick from 50 plus yards. So, yeah, that does seem to be a very reasonable thing. So, is there a simple explanation to why everyone has, part of what is interesting to me is that like this doesn't seem to be the case of, oh, the top of the top have gotten so good that they're sort of dragging all the numbers with them. I think that's like a little bit of it, but it does seem like as a group, kickers are just much better and getting much better over time. Like, what do you attribute that to? How can you sort of explain that in your best estimate?
So, I mean, I would say those two things. It's a form that can be taught. It's a form we have figured out. This is the way to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're doing something wrong, someone can tell you. It's not like playing quarterback or wide receiver where, you know, where a person can figure out what works best for them, or like, we know what it is. I would also like go back to kind of what I said earlier, which is like, I bet this is happening at essentially every position in every sport, and it just isn't as easily trackable.
Yeah.
I think kickers really kind of are the one place where we can specifically break out and see that progress is being made at unbelievable rates. And there's no defense for it. We're just seeing people get better and better and better and better every year. And that won't as easily be reflected for like defensive end play or offensive linemen, because they're getting someone just as strong and well-trained pushing back on them.
Yeah. And it's also probably, especially in the team sport of football, the only place where we can look and we can sort of like, with some anecdotal exceptions, we can say like, this is entirely a reflection of you and your talent. Like, it's yes. not like, oh, well, he had this long snapper, and if I'd had that, you know, there aren't the same variables where with quarterback play, we can sort of say like, well, what's the wide receiving core look like? Who's his offensive coordinator?
Yes.
Offensive line hurt?
Oh, we've been arguing ourselves into saying that the bad quarterback on our team is actually good. If you the offensive coordinator sucks,
the good quarterback is bad. He's actually bad. He just benefits.
He's a system
from all
QB. He's a system QB. There's no such thing as a system kicker.
No,
like not. You could be like, oh, he's at Denver. Oh, he's playing in a dome. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But like, it reflects itself at every school in the country.
Yeah.
And every level, it's just become a science that we have figured out, and it's spread to the world, and people can learn it themselves. People can get elite training in a way, like also like, because part of what I wrote about in that story is like, let's say you have a high school football team, you hire Someone, your head coach is also the history teacher. Mm-hmm. He knows general basic strategy of football. He does not know the proper form for kicking a football.
Sure.
There might not be someone in your town who knows the proper form for kicking a football. There might not be someone in your county who knows it. You take the kid from the soccer team, you have him kick.
Go practice by yourself.
Go practice. Literally every football practice, if you've never watched a football practice, the kicker is over there kicking by himself. They're mm-hmm. hanging out with the punter, the long snapper. Figure it out. Don't kick too much, buddy. It'll hurt your leg. We'll practice. Like we'll come back over here and we'll do the kickoffs maybe. And we'll do the field goals like with the offensive line at some point. But for the most part, like come back to me. It's captured actually kind of well in the late seasons of Friday Night Lights when Landry, who fills a variety of roles, including murderer over the seasons.
Spoilers!
I didn't say whether he gets convicted.
All right, partial spoilers.
Anyway, he, like, Coach Taylor just says, I don't know, go kick. You know, like you were wide receiver a couple years ago, but like we need a kicker, just go kick, figure it out. Now that kicker off by themselves at practice can learn how to kick, can actually figure it out, can find out all the information they need on it. Like pretty easily. And it's not just something you're doing off by yourself out of field. There's an entire community of people across the world that are figuring this out.
There is one part of football trends that I would have guessed would have pushed against not necessarily the accuracy of kickers, but the frequency of long kicks. And that is the embrace of going for it on fourth down. Fourth down is a thing, like I haven't pulled these numbers, but I feel pretty confident that if we just look and say, how often are teams going for it on fourth down? Now, definitely in the NFL, probably in college, although I think that's taken a little bit longer to get there. Like it feels like the attempts have just gone up. And I would have thought that meant most of the time, if you're going for it on fourth down, you are probably in long field goal territory, or you might be in short field goal territory. But a lot of the times it feels like this is where, in the past, the question was sort of like, well, are we trying a long field goal or are we kicking from plus territory? So I don't have an answer here, and I don't really even have an organized thought, but I would have thought that the increase in going for it on fourth would have acted as something of a suppressor on long field goal attempts, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
I assume that the thing is you can factor in the increase of kicking skill into your EPA model.
Yes.
You know, if you're looking at, is this a go from this spot and kickers are now hitting from 50 yards at a 70% rate instead of a 40% rate, that changes how valuable it is to kick versus how valuable it is to go for it.
Yeah.
And it's also like, we know like in the red zone, you're trying to get that seven. When you're inside the 10 yard line, you're trying to get seven. But like, when you're around four at the 40 yard line or something like that, the 30, 40 yard line, they used to go for it because there's like no chance that our guy is going to hit that.
Right. And it may be that what this is actually doing is impacting third down strategy where you sort of say it's third and six. We don't need to get all six because we can try to get something in between. And if it works, we can go for it on fourth. And if we don't, we'll kick a long field goal. We feel better. Like, it makes you feel better about
like,
strategy.
It's actually like we should try and get the first down. We're not trying to get fourth and two.
Right.
To try and get to pick up the fourth down because we don't trust our kicker. It's like, let's go for it. And if we miss, we still get three.
We still have this as a backup.
I have a long believed theory that the most valuable kicker in NFL history, the most valuable player in NFL history who has not been born yet is just someone who hits 100% of field goals from every place on the field. And no matter what happens, a drive ends in 3 points. You're like, oh, well, he's just a kicker. But like, if every drive ended in 3 points, you would be the best offense of all time. You could take all sorts of risks elsewhere It would just, you would never worry about it. You wouldn't even employ a punter. You could have a something else. That would be, if every drive ended in 3 points, you would be the best offense of all time. So it's really not that bad when you're like around midfield.
Yeah.
And still have to pick up three or four more first downs to get a touchdown to take 3 points. If you get a kickoff right now in the NFL at the 35-yard line and you get 10 yards, you're in field goal range with Brandon mm-hmm. Aubrey. He can mm-hmm. hit from 70, you know, like, and it's kind of hard to score a touchdown from there. So
Lane Kiffin wasn't wrong. He was just early.
Yes. The okay. boy genius.
I think we've called him the boy idiot and the boy genius at this point for a 38-year-old man.
Boys are multifaceted.
They have layers. That's true. All right. So we're going to wrap this up by tackling maybe the hardest part about all of this. If we live in the era of the super kicker, or at least the beginning of the era of the super kicker, because we don't have this wonder kicker.
The super kicker will have to be bitten by a
kicking spider. Yes.
He has eight legs. He's so good at kicking.
How do we feel about that? How do we feel about living in a world where you can see a kicker go out for in the NFL for a 65 yarder to send the game to overtime? And it's just like, yeah, he's probably going to make it. Yeah, he made it. Okay.
Cool. So my joke that I made the other day, like, was like, oh, it's taking all the suspense out of it. But it's kind of really thrilling to watch these, like, to come out and see if he's going to do it or not. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we love to see someone throw something a long way or kick something a long way. It's really made this part of the game that was so like, oh, we're coming out and like, why is this weird mini game in the middle of American football? Like this game about passing and physical dominance. Why are we now doing this thing from 1897 where you kick a ball through the big poles? But I don't know. It's been like, it's kind of compelling to see how far these guys can kick it.
I tend to agree. It's a weird, it weirdly embraces the origins of football. Like we used to
very much so,
you know, football used to be a place where kicking the ball was worth the most points. It was the best thing
when it was invented. Do. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the other forms of football in the family tree, Aussie rules football, Gaelic football, rugby, you know, all of them have this element of getting points for kicking the ball through the uprights at the end of the field mm-hmm. For points. And it is really, in that way, like the most integral part of football as a family of sports.
I think it also, it does a good job of, I think it creates a little bit of an equalizer between teams because it is such a single, like you can be good at this position. You don't need a unit. It's not the same thing as like, we have a good secondary. A kicker is one player. And I think certainly in college football and to some extent in the NFL, the idea of like the Cowboys are a great example of this. The Cowboys are kind of a mess this year.
They have the best kicker in the world.
The Cowboys are kind of a mess, but like, because they have this kicker, like that's why they won in some sense. That's why they beat the Giants.
That's why they're only win so far, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean,
Brandon Aubrey should be on First Take every day. He's the most interesting thing about the team that they talk about every day. All the time. As discussed in another episode of Phantom Islands.
That's right. So I think there is some value to the idea that like this can become a skill that will keep you in games. We'll keep games competitive. Especially in late game situations.
It's also like I'm gonna break it down and be really unnecessarily philosophical here. But something about sports, I write a lot about the Olympics. I don't know, seeing someone do something better than has ever been done before is like legitimately inspiring to me.
Yeah.
Like it is like sports do in a way demonstrate like human progress in this fallen world we live in. We actually are still getting better at things. Humans over time get better at various tasks, even dumb ones, sometimes important ones. and sometimes it feels like everything is getting worse, and in many ways it is, but we, like, when we put our minds to it, we can do something, we can improve, even if that thing is kicking the fuck out of a ball.
Yes, and I think the more I sort of sat with it, I was like, part of the natural tension of football is that it is about one team, well, both teams really, are trying to create failure for the other. Like, the defense is trying to disrupt, the defense is trying to get to the quarterback before he can get the ball out. By the same token, the offense is running play action because they're like, oh, we're going to make you think this is happening one way and do the other. It's all about sort of like exploiting failure in the other team. But it's all why of
the,
that,
the president of Harvard didn't like football.
That's right.
Ivy League episode.
But all of that sort of is focused on strategy and physical skill. And so when you see like a defensive end come screaming around the tackle and hit the quarterback for a sack, you get to appreciate, like, you've seen somebody fail, but you've also seen somebody else succeed. Field goal misses, with the exception of blocks, go Birds. I want to be clear on that. But if you just watch a kicker miss a kick short or push it right, you've just watched someone fail. You haven't watched anyone do anything. Yeah. And it's not that fun to watch.
And it, like, in this moment when someone goes out to kick a field goal, we're just witnessing greatness. Like we're just witnessing someone who is close to the best that anyone has ever been at this thing, getting a chance to do it.
Except,
and sometimes they miss extra points.
I was going to say, except in the Tennessee Georgia game, that didn't go that way. But even by that token, when it now, I think that it is a net positive that when we see college kickers miss now, it won't be just like, yeah, that's what they do. It will be like, oh man, that sucks. That's hard.
It went from something that like felt like a moment of mediocrity. We're sending out the kicker. Maybe it'll go in. Maybe it doesn't. This guy kind of sucks. We don't like him. To like, something that makes me optimistic and hopeful about it no longer has that air of like, I don't know, maybe this works, maybe it doesn't. We're trying.
It's not like a half court game anymore. Right.
It's like, right, we are sending out someone who is who knows what they're doing, has been training at it, is so great at it, and if it doesn't work, it's a failure. But like, we, like, it's just as much a part of the training and preparation and building and the science of this game that as anything else. So, I mean, I've always had a soft spot in my heart for the kickers, but like now it just feels like a point of pride that they've gotten so good at it.
Thank you again to Roger Sherman for joining me on this episode. You can find more of his work on his newsletter, Read Rog, which is at rogersherman.substack.com. That's Roger with a D, like Aaron Rodgers, not without a D, like Roger Goodell. Not that Roger Sherman is anything like either of those people, to be clear. Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber and presented by Homefield. Our theme music by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard comes from the song Phantom Island from their album of the same name. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.